thinking about this gospel today, the image that comes to my mind is that of a coach. And I think all of us, or a good number of us, are familiar with the role that a coach has. When you think about basketball, or I think as well baseball, or football, or soccer, normally the players, they spend a lot of hours with the coach. They are training with him, they are learning the plays or the game patterns with the coach. And they get to know each other. But then there is a next level that they interact with each other. And that is when they are playing now in a real competition. But at that level, you have the players in the field. And then you have the coach or the manager, as others may call him. He'll be pretty much watching from outside. But there are two things that coaches or managers do during a real competition. The first one is this: they are normally very attentive to what is happening in the field. They have trained with the players. They have a clear plan. The players they're playing, but the coaches are there, very attentive, paying attention to what is going on in the field, paying attention to what is working, and even more important, to what is not working in the field. The second thing that they do is this: in case things are not working out, they have the ability to make changes. They adjust the plays. They can call out a player and change him. They can change the pattern of the game. They can alter the way the game is being played. So they pay attention, and if need arise of changing the pattern of the game, they can do that. That's what coaches or managers do. In our gospel today, I think in a way, we see Mary doing a similar thing. We have this family here having a wedding, having a party. And everyone is busy enjoying the party. You're in a wedding, you're in a party, you're enjoying the party. What happens? The family runs short of wine. The joy in the family is dwindling. The sense of love in the family, the sense of hope in the family is disappearing. Who notices that? Mary, the mother of Jesus, notices that the family is lacking joy, notices that things are not working out in this family. And that happens because she was attentive to what was going on. She was paying attention to what was happening around her. And she realized that something needs to be done here. Something needs to happen in this family. After knowing that, she takes the next step. She becomes the voice of the family. She becomes the advocate of the family. She pays attention, knows what's lacking. She becomes the voice of the voiceless. She becomes the voice of those in need. And that's Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today, as a family of faith, it's very assuring to know that we have a mother like that. We have a mother who pays attention to what is going on in our families. We have a mother who is attentive to our needs. We have a mother who intercedes for us before God. That is something very assuring for us as a family of faith. But equally important, my brothers and sisters, Mary is giving us an example of what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And he gives us these two elements that each one of us, we are called to embrace within our own families. The element of being attentive. The element of knowing what is it that is happening within our families. What is it that is happening in the lives of my wife or my husband? What is it that is going on in the life of my son or of my daughter? As disciple of Christ, it is our responsibility to think beyond ourselves. It is our calling to think for the well-being of others. And that starts within the family. Being attentive, being aware of what is going on in the lives of those who are around me is important, is our call as followers of Jesus Christ. The second part to it is, whenever we have to say something for the well-being of others, we have to do that. Whenever we have to become a voice of someone who needs help, we have to do that. Because that is what God is calling us to be. To be the voice for the voiceless. To be an advocate for those who need help. We see it in Mary, and Mary is teaching us to embrace that. Being attentive and being the voice for those who don't have a voice.